the fan. On demand. Log on to Sportsnet590.ca. Sign up to automatically receive the latest reports, features, and Fan 590 show highlights.
The Tim and Sid podcast is brought to you by Living Things, the highly anticipated new album from multi-platinum recording artist Linkin Park, featuring the new single, Burn It Down. Living Things, the new album, available now on iTunes.
Time for Tim and Sid.
Oh, yes. It's time for real sports talk with Tim McAuliffe and Sid Sexero.
Canada Day weekend, kids. Sid Sexero, 5 for 6 on the Canadian music trivia. Name that tune style. Mike Wilner, an admitted 4 for 6. Miss Northern Touch and Hallelujah. Jeff Blair, host of Primetime Sports, who, by the way, will have a roundtable with Sid Sexero. Doug Smith.
And John Shannon.
Tonight on the show.
We now know what the first topic will be.
The 6 for 6 performance from Jeff Blair.
The alleged 6 for 6 performance.
As a part he was there for. He came in here. I asked him straight up. I said, listen, I don't know if you're a huge fan of Thrust. I don't know how much Cardi you listen to. If you got Northern Touch for real, I'm remarkably impressed.
As am I.
Looked me in my eye, told me he got it.
Jeff Blair getting Northern Touch is huge. I always
he notorious.
I always knew Jeff was like a Thrust guy.
Can't nobody hang with him.
Nope.
Rascals, Choclair, Cardinal, and Blair coming down with the Northern Touch.
Down with his boys, Monday Night Raw watching. I'm trying to get a Choclair lyric from Northern Touch in there.
It is Monday Night. And you know who he was Monday Night Raw watching with?
Who?
Danny O,
yes.
Who very, did?
Very good.
The famous Scored Night videos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Scored Night. In the back alley. Back in the day in the back alley.
Raptors takes Terrence Ross with the 8th pick. We had a conversation with him a little earlier on in the show. If you missed it, head to iTunes or head to sportsnet590.ca, and you can listen to the conversation. But he seemed to me, Sid, that if at least he's not a friend of the show in a year, 2 years we got him.
You would hope. Yeah. I think, he quite frankly doesn't know what to make of us.
No.
And I don't blame the kid for that.
Right.
He hasn't had much sleep the last little bit.
But he warmed up near the end.
Yeah.
I think.
He did.
I think the usage of the horns, you know, lightened him up a little bit.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
But he is kind of what the Raptors have told us that he is. Hearing from him kind of backed up what we heard from Brian Colangelo and Dwayne Casey so far.
He prides himself on the fact he can shoot.
Mm-hmm.
He prides himself on the fact he can guard a couple of positions. And the word we heard a lot and have heard throughout the last year and a bit from Coach Casey is the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Changing it here. And he thinks this kid fits the culture. So let's bring on Coach Casey right now, head man of the Toronto Raptors, Dwayne Casey. Coach, how you doing? Coach, you there?
I'm here, yes.
Oh, sorry about that. How late night last night? Did you get a little sleep?
You got a little sleep last night. Now we're getting ready to go out to the free agent track and try to bring back some free agents. But it was a great night for us, great for our team. We had two good additions as far as skilled guys that had skill sets that fit our team.
We've talked to you in the past about what you thought you needed to add to this team, and one of the things that you said is someone that can score the basketball, someone that can shoot the basketball. Is that why Terrence Ross was the pick?
He was, no question, because he's the one thing he can do is shoot the basketball. And I don't want to say he's a two-guard, three-position. He's a wing player. And there's a lot of questions whether he and DeMar could play together or he is a competition for or duplicate of DeMar's position. And he's not. He is and he isn't, because he can play on the other side. And if we are lucky enough in free agent, he'll fit the way we want to play as far as pushing it down the floor. And also, too, he'll give us some good play on the defensive end.
Raptors head coach Dwayne Casey here on Tim and Sid Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Coach, I'm going to ask the following question with the greatest respect for Terrence, and he sounds like a nice kid, and I don't want to get anyone in trouble.
Right.
But what was the reaction in the war room with you guys when Harrison Barnes goes seventh?
Well, the funny thing about that is we have a ranking. We had a ranking on the board where guys fit, where they rank. If this guy goes off the board, who's next? So we were prepared for every scenario. And it happens every year in the draft. And that's what happens, I guess, when you so-called have a guy pinpointed and he goes off the board. And what happened is, you know, a couple of guys went off the board. But Terrence was right at the spot, was the next guy. So we were excited that he was there. We were happy he was there. We were really impressed the way he played. I had an opportunity to see him at the University of Washington during the lockout, and I went to a couple of their practices. And I emailed Brian back, said, hey, here's a kid that can shoot it, runs like a deer, athletic. Mm-hmm. But at the time, we didn't know where he was going to come out early. So he was on our radar the entire year. Mark Eversley and Jim Kelly and Brian, they followed him and tracked him the whole year. And so we were able to monitor him. And for me, he shoots the ball more consistently than Harrison Barnes. I know Harrison Barnes is a heck of an athlete. He's from a big, you know, probably a bigger basketball school in North Carolina. But shooting-wise, skill-wise, Terrence is off the charts as far as the shoot is concerned. He doesn't have the size as Harrison Barnes, but I would compare his athletic ability to anybody that went off before him.
So the lockout benefited the Toronto Raptors because normally you'd be working at that time. You wouldn't be able to, you know, go out and watch guys, but you got a chance to see him up close and personal.
Exactly, and that was what kind of started the process. But again, they saw him through the whole year and really liked the way he played, shot the ball. He runs like a deer, athletic. I think if you go back and look at one of the games in the NIT, I saw some footage during the regular season where he had a dunk that he almost reversed behind his head dunk that was highlight reel. So he's really athletic, a lot like DeMar in that aspect. But probably at the same stage, he's a better shooter than DeMar. And of course, DeMar has improved his scoring ability. But this kid is going to help us from that standpoint.
We've been on the show for 2 hours now, and we've had our own opinion on it. But much of Raptors Nation today is asking, why Ross over Austin Rivers?
Well, that's a very fair question. One thing, Austin has to have the ball in his hand. And you know, he's not a proven point guard, but yet and still he has in his hand a lot, and he's not a great distributor. But, again, I'm not disparaging Austin in any way whatsoever, but what fits us is a guy that can run the wings, knock down jump shots, and defend on the other end. And if we're successful in free agency and if we're successful in getting some of the guys we're going after, this type of player fits us better than Austin Rivers. And believe me, Austin Rivers is going to be a talented young man, but with a different set of skill sets than we need as a team. And so, you know, he was a guy that was on our radar below Terrence, but again, we went with the skill set that fits us.
It's interesting. You said a couple times if we're successful in free agency, and you're talking about, you know, some speed, some pushing of the ball. Does that mean that perhaps a point guard might be sought after in free agency?
That's probably the worst kept secret in the NBA, guys. And we're going to be looking at that position along with probably a bigger three and a veteran three, so to speak, and is going to be the two positions that we're going to be looking at. And so that's kind of our direction right now.
Okay. We can draw our own conclusions there.
Yeah. And listen, Coach, I know there's so many balls in the air. You don't want to anticipate anything. But honestly, how excited are you to work with Steve Nash next season with the Raptors?
No, If that ever happens, if it happens, I would be excited. You know, there's a lot of older point guards, and like Jason Kidd's out still out there, Andre Miller, and some of those guys are, you know, really, you know, on the radar, and they're unrestricted free agents, and so, there's a certain player out there that we're going to target, and there's no secret about that. But again, he's not eligible for us to talk to until, I guess, what, June 30th.
Yeah,
I think we can talk to him, Coach. Yeah, we'll
put some words in for you, Coach.
Please do. Okay. All right.
I paid some special attention to Terrence's conversation with the other Jonesy, Mark Jones, right after he was drafted. One of the phrases he used to describe his game was defensive intensity. That must have warmed the cockles of your heart to hear that.
Oh, it did. And that's one thing. When he came for his workout here in Toronto, that's what impressed me, that I didn't see on video and even in the practices I went to, because they were kind of putting in the offense at that time and doing a lot of shooting drills and stuff. So I saw his transition from offense to defense, which was superb. Just his intensity of getting into the ball and sliding his feet. You know, that's one thing that really impressed me. And one thing that Austin Rivers said, that this young man was one of the toughest competitors he went against in his workout. So that's a compliment from someone that's competing at the same position or similar position.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time. I know it's been a long couple of weeks, but we are happy that you're in the middle of something you didn't have last year, which was an actual off season with your team. Yeah. So all the best throughout the next few weeks. And, you know, based on some of the balls that could be up in the air, Coach, it could be a very interesting few weeks coming up for your team.
It's going to be very interesting, and, you know, keep your fingers crossed for us, Tim and Sid, and it's going to be, you know, be transforming for our franchise if we're successful. And again, I don't want to put so much pressure on one position, but it'd be great. But there's still some other free agents out there if we're not as successful of getting certain players. But again, adding to the pieces we have is going to be important.
Great stuff. We always appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you, Tim and Sid.
There is Coach Casey of your Toronto Raptors and Sid Sixero. Are we getting the great Canada Day?
Yep. I mean, first off, 5 for 6, and name that tune.
Yeah.
That's a great Canada Day weekend. Enough.
Day, period. Period. Enough. Period. But
Raptor fans, we got to go to break. Raptor fans, the voice you heard is a man who's just getting started this offseason. There are clearly some ideas on the table, and last night was just the start.
I would be happy with that conversation if I were a Raptor fan. I would be happy with that conversation.
As would I.
Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Hopefully we find Omar Vizquel. If you're on Twitter right now, tweet him. See if he's around. We'd appreciate it.
I'm Sid Sixero. He's Tim McAuliffe. We do a radio show. Thanks for listening.
Cooler than Math Club and almost as cool as Chess Club. The Fan Club. Log on to Sportsnet590.ca.
Is this the song, Sixero? Because this is a song that Omar busted down to.
This is where it all began. This was the rain delay in Boston, Tim. Yeah. And I believe it was the Sportsnet cameras by the Jays dugout. Innocently enough, catching future Hall of Famer Omar Vizquel laying it down to this track during the rain delay at Fenway Park.
All he needed was cardboard and a K-Way suit.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he was there.
Every day we're shuffling. Sid Sixero, Tim McAuliffe. Tim and Sid, getting you ready for a Canada Day long weekend. Looks like it's going to be phenomenal otherwise.
Yeah.
So if you're heading to the cottage, I'm jealous.
Yep.
Tim, where do you want to begin this story? Because it's a complicated tale.
Yeah.
Involving a future Hall of Famer and an extremely good-looking radio host.
Sorry, you lost me on the extremely good-looking radio host.
Just go ahead.
Okay, so... at one time or another, Sid Sixero has danced on camera. When Omar Vizquel, in the dugout, busted a move, knowingly or unknowingly, in front of a camera, and it appeared on MLB.com. One of the Timmins citizens tweeted Omar Vizquel saying, "I believe that Sid Sixero should challenge Mr. Vizquel to a dance off." Omar responded with, "Bring it on." So we will bring him on to Tim and Sid. Mr. Vizquel, do you remember said tweet? And are you still good with the challenge laid down to my co-host, Mr. Sixero?
Of course I remember it. Yeah, one of those funny tweets that, you know, people are challenging you for a dance contest. And, you know, I was up for it. And, you know, like I said, bring it on.
All right, Omar. Sid Sixero here. I'm the opponent in question.
Okay.
I accept your challenge. So a few ground rules to start with. No dancing partners.
Okay, yeah.
Is that fine? Because I don't want you pulling out some Paso Doble stuff and then I look like an idiot.
Yeah, and I don't want anybody to be stepping on my shoes either.
Yeah, that's true. Especially if you got cleats on.
And basically, Mr. Vizquel, that's it. I am ready. I am ready to challenge.
No.
I think we can do this. We can wrap up the Jay's Care Foundation into this somehow and do some good. But I respect you, sir. I'm not scared of you though.
That'd be great, man. I'm not intimidated by you, even though you're in the radio and you listen to music all the time. And you know, it will be great. I hope that the contest won't be taking place in a radio, because nobody be watching you.
Right, right.
Exactly.
Well, actually, we got cameras all around. Well, listen, Omar, you're the one going to Hall of Fame. I'm not. You name the time, you name the place, and we'll probably make it happen. I mean, I'm not in the middle of a 162-game schedule. You are. So your time's more valuable than mine.
Yeah, I think that one of those nights where we have a charity event or something, yep, that would be a good time to do it.
Listen, to be an 11-time Gold Glover, don't you have to be pretty nimble with the feet?
You do. Matter of fact, every time that I talk to kids about taking ground balls, about fielding, I let them know that in order for you to take ground balls, you have to be able to dance.
See?
Because dance is what takes you to the ball. You know, you have to move your feet. You got to get into a position to field the ball. And if you don't know how to dance, it's going to be hard for you to take ground balls.
Yeah, so Sid, you couldn't be an infielder. That's what he's telling you.
Well, okay, we'll agree to disagree on that. Omar, I'm just curious. When you were having some fun at Fenway, did you know the camera was on you? Did you know that MLB.com was going to throw that up the next day?
No idea. I was going along with the fans. You know, as you know, we have a rain delay that lasted like about 2 hours, and a lot of people left the ballpark. They were cranking up some music, and there were some kids playing all around the dugout and in the outfield, and they were having the camera on those people. And when this song, the Party Rock came on, you know, I remember the guy, the video, the guys dancing and making that weird move. And, you know, I kind of like throw it out there. And I didn't know that the camera from upstairs was watching me. And, you know, all of a sudden I'm in the scoreboard. And all the people start sharing when I came out. So, you know, I have fun with it.
You know what, though, in all seriousness, for the whatever 2,000 that stuck around in Boston through the rain delay, and the guys behind you on the bench, it's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Who was behind you on the bench?
I don't know that they were expecting me to bust a move like that. You know, we were talking, and all of a sudden I jump out and I start, you know, dancing like crazy. It was Encarnacion and Escobar.
Nice.
There you
so,
go.
You know, they were like cracking up too.
Omar Vizquel of the Toronto Blue Jays here on Tim and Sid Sportsnet 590. The Fan, for those just flicking us on, the challenge has been laid. I have accepted it. Omar Vizquel and myself, on a night of Omar's choosing, because he's much busier than I am, we will have a dance off. And this might be the most embarrassing moment of my life, because I have Omar Vizquel could absolutely serve me here. Let's talk a little baseball, shall we?
Okay.
Omar, as a guy in the clubhouse and in the dugout who is respected a lot, how many questions are thrown to you every day by this very young ball club about a variety of subjects?
Well, you know, it just depends who I'm sitting next to it. You know, sometimes I'm sitting right next to a pitcher. Sometimes I'm sitting with a catcher or an infielder, and we just talk about the game in general. It's really no a particular matter. We just talk about situations of the game. How do you do when this happened, or what do you think was going through your mind? And you know, it's kind of it's very exciting for me because I get the point of view of the young guys, which I was thinking about 20 years ago. And then, you know, I have to say something that is probably a little different to what they were thinking on that particular time. But it's really, it keep me in the game. You know, it's it keep me involved with all the things that go on in the field. And if I ever have the chance to be in the game late, I'm prepared for the challenge.
On the line with Omar Vizquel, your Toronto Blue Jays. And it's a pretty unique situation, too, because you're bilingual, so you can converse just as easily with the, you know, the guys who speak English, the Spanish guys. Who in that room is the guy that's kind of surprised you and kind of soaked up the most knowledge, is asking you the most questions?
Believe it or not, Ricky Romero asked a lot of questions. You know, I spend a lot of time with him because he pitches every 5 days, obviously.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got the chance to share with him a lot. And also with the young Henderson Alvarez, who I'm trying to guide and trying to let him think a little different and make him understand that he belongs here. Sometimes the younger guys, when they have a bad game, they start doubting of themselves. And, you know, it is my job to try to keep him focused on the things that they have to do.
Omar, that can't be an easy thing for younger players when confidence does become an issue. What do you tell him when that's the case? What do you say to him?
Well, you know, I tell him that things like that aren't going to happen. You know, there are guys out there that have more years than you, that they've been in situations like that before, and they shouldn't lose they lose their
confidence,
their timing, their confidence. You know, and they have to stay focused during the whole game until keep the team in the game. If you allow two runs, you shouldn't allow it anymore or try not to. And, you know, you never know because we can score some runs and all of a sudden, you know, we can score 3 and 4 runs and you are ahead on the game again. So you have to stay focused on the whole time.
You've been around the game long enough. How good is this team? How good can this team be?
Well, this team is pretty good. You know, we just have to start cutting down on little mental mistakes that we make because we're younger. And, you know, obviously there are all the teams in this division that has been in playoff and World Series, and they have a little bit of advantage on playing those one-run games. They know how to really get on base and how to take the best of the opposite pitcher, you know, and stuff like that. So we have to talk a lot about situational baseball, which is something that is probably hurt us most of the time.
Before we let you go, are you cheering for Jamie Moyer to make the team so you can start calling him Pops?
Well, you know, it's really exciting to see a guy that is older than me be in the big leagues. Even when he made a start when he was in Colorado, I was cheering for him because I know how hard it is to be at this age in the big leagues. And every time that I see a guy that been in the game for a long time, as long as he had, and what he's been going through, it's just really a pleasure to watch, you know, how they prepare and how they take care of business, how do they take care of their body. You know, all these things are really, it's kind of like example for the younger guys because they see another thing, how you should prepare to go into the baseball game.
All right, that's... Actually, Omar, I think that's other people calling you suggesting to not dance off with me.
yeah, that phone ringing.
I think other people are trying to warn you.
Don't go near that kid.
Omar, this was a lot of fun. We appreciate the time. Thanks for this. Have a great end of the season here, and hopefully next time we see you, it'll be on a dance floor.
Okay, thank you very much, guys. Keep practicing.
Give the man some horns,
throw it
please.
Up, Rachel. Throw it up.
There is Omar Vizquel. J-Rock writes in and says, Omar Vizquel, amazing. I feel more educated about baseball just listening. And then Jonathan Miller writes in, Omar wins hands down, but they should have it at Electric Circus holding down the window spot.
With you and as a party on the street watching.
Yeah, this.
Tim, when I woke up Monday of this week.
So you thought would happen?
A lot of things went through my head of how the week would go. being challenged to a dance-off by Omar Vizquel wasn't near the top of my list.
No? Surprise.
But so it goes.
We'll figure it out. And then Jay's care, we'll do something.
We'll do something. We'll make...
Might have to go in the off-season.
I'll take some pledges or something. Some Timid Citizens might sponsor me in this, and we'll help out Jay's Care Foundation, a tremendous cause.
Sounds like a good idea to me. All right. We'll send you off, Six Arrow, with the story of the day. Rapid fire. What are you watching? What about Bob?
Oh, and I'll tell you about the Portuguese hook in Sunday's Euro 2012 final between Spain and Italy. There will be one.
Italians beware.
Boy, I see a story here developing that could be amazing.
Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
The Tim and Sid podcast is brought to you by Living Things, the highly anticipated new album from multi-platinum recording artist Linkin Park, featuring the new single, Burn It Down. Living Things, the new album, available now on iTunes.
What a perfect way to cap off.
This is how you go into Canada Day weekend, let me tell
Gino
you.
Gino beats Friday here on Tim and Sid.
By the way, Sam Constantino of Sportsnet did give us a quick text, Riccio. Good tunes. That's all he wrote. Good tunes.
Not much faith in Sid Sixero. Andy writes in, Sid is going to get schooled. Hashtag LMFA Omar.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Incorrect, but good.
Josh Cardoz writes in, the only way Sid wins this dance off is if you glaze the cardboard in gravy.
Goodness, great. Pew, 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 pew. That's horns. Give the guy horns.
Lang horns?
Give the guy horns. No, I know. It sounded like lang horns. Real horns. Tim, you want to talk a little Euro 2012 final?
Very sure.
Briefly?
Sunday, Canada Day.
Sunday, Canada Day. It'll turn into Italy Day.
Italy
beat Spain in Kiev. Portugal eliminated at the semifinal stage, as we saw. Penalty shootouts against Spain. However, there will be a Portuguese guy on the field Sunday.
Cristiano Ronaldo changed nationality?
Nope. Your boy and mine, Pedro Proença, who reffed the Champions League final. He's having a hell of a year. He reffed the Champions League final between Chelsea and Bayern. Your boy and mine, Pedro Proença.
Tell me more about the season that he's had.
Oh, he's had a great... Yeah. He had a great Beta Mata Rio Ave game in Portugal earlier this year.
Yeah.
No cards.
No cards.
It's really good.
Yeah.
He's reffing the final.
I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
You better believe heaven it, Antonio.
Heaven forbid if the Portuguese ref Sunday somehow, in controversial fashion, gives Iniesta a penalty in minute 88. I mean, well, you can imagine the reaction.
I can't believe it.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of that.
Iberian controversy. Before we get to rapid fire, I have a little note for you, Sixero, as we send you off. I don't want to challenge you in any way, shape, or form, but I was talking about Michelle, whose final day here with us today. A little round of applause
for
intern Michelle as she goes on her fine way.
Yep.
We appreciate the hard work that you've put in, the many fine tweets, and... the what are you watching and what about Bob each and every day.
So good job, Michelle.
But she was pointing out to me that your Sid's _ eyebrows has twice as many followers as her account does currently.
Well, let's fix that. What's her account?
At 280 followers.
That's not good. That raises some eyebrows.
It does raise some eyebrows. I don't have her thing. Maybe as a party can weigh in here.
Believe it's at _Michelle Robin with a Y.
There you go.
Okay.
At _ Michelle Robin. I just wanted to weigh in as well. At Baldhead Timmy has 5,042 followers.
It's pretty good.
On Twitter currently.
So, I can't believe it.
No.
Wow.
At Baldhead Timmy has been created.
Neither did
I think there might have been some follower controversy, but it is currently leading Sid's _ eyebrows by 4,800 followers.
Yes. Yeah. The fun games we play. Speaking of shouting out in Twitter, earlier as part of a great edition of Canada Day Weekend, Name That Tune that Tim McAuliffe put together, Northern Touch was part of the songs in question.
Yeah, it was number four.
And we threw out a ton of references, Rascals, Chaclair, obviously Cardi, Thrust. And one of my favorite guys on the track, Thrust. She's a gold digger. It's one of my favorite lines in the track.
That what it is, yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
At Thrust Music on Twitter, he gave us a shout out. Hey, guys, listen every day. Northern Touch, faux show. Bless. So yeah. Thank you to Thrust. Yeah. At Thrust Music. One of my favorites.
Made my top six.
You were in. So thanks for the love, Thrust.
By the way, end of the song. Do you know the end of Northern Touch?
Oh, hold on a second. Something like you don't know or something.
In your mouth.
Thank you. In your mouth. That was my next guess.
Right?
In your mouth. Yeah.
And then that morphed into a certain broadcaster's catchphrase for a dunk that was particularly in someone's eye. So Thrust, all those guys contributed to my career, and I thank them for it.
Final
but
note.
I won't say in your mouth.
No, you won't.
Because that's
good. Final note before we go to rapid fire. Adele, Tim, is apparently pregnant.
Oh, yeah?
Hashtag rolling in the deep.
I couldn't believe it.
It's now time for
rapid fire.
Let's just ignore that happened and close the show in a respectful way.
I beg your pardon.
Like, Dwayne Casey would never come back on the show.
If he knew it, well, I mean, David Miller once said skeet, 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 skeet. So,
yeah,
I mean,
come on.
That's offside.
That's
right?
What I'll say in the HR
David Miller.
What
I got called. David Miller once said skeet, skeet.
No, but seriously,
skeet.
Adele's pregnant, so congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations to her.
Rumor has it, Adele's pregnant.
Right.
Another
Adele. You know, it shows that she's over that bad relationship as I try
to
slowly transition from
can
what
you imagine,
the hell you just said.
Can you imagine being the root of one of the best albums of the last 5 years? After you dump her and getting no cut from that success? That's quite a moment, isn't it? Tim?
Yeah. As a party, we got some rapid fire.
Is anybody safe in this Wimbledon tournament?
Yeah, well, that's it's a great segue.
By the way,
we were talking about.
By the way, Sixero's going on vacation, so just in case you get... Thought he got fired.
No, nope.
He's on vacation.
I'm not. Yeah, exactly. Nothing happened. I booked these days in advance. Yeah. So I'm good.
So you guys been talking nonstop Euro 2012. Who you got in the final?
I think Italy look like a team of destiny right now.
Destiny.
I gotta say. Yep.
Who's your?
I'm going with Italy too.
Really? Do you have an impact player for the weekend? A difference maker?
Pirlo. Pirlo's going to be the guy.
I'm going to jump on the back of Mario Balotelli again.
Nice.
I think maybe this could be as we talk about LeBron's rewrite. This could be Balotelli's rewrite. Sixero.
Yeah. And then afterwards, when they win, like he'll burn down the hotel room they're sitting in. Super Mario.
Yeah.
Mario Balotelli.
Who's Luigi? Is Cassano
Antonio,
Luigi?
Antonio Cassano.
Yeah,
and the Goombas could be Sergio Ramos and Piqué.
We'll see if there's any coins out there for Super Mario to collect on Sunday.
The country flags on cars. When do you take it off? The minute your team loses?
I stopped doing that a while ago after I got my car egged. I didn't particularly care for that version of scrambled eggs that morning.
No, you got to stick through the whole tournament because then you look like you're just bandwagon.
But you know what it is? I'm a sucker. The dude on the corner in the mini mall parking lot selling everything.
Yeah, sitting there.
I'll sift through that stuff for an hour.
Squatters, right?
Like that, like the cheap knockoff jerseys and the flag. I love that stuff. I'll go through all that stuff.
Can you guys see Martin Brodeur in a different uniform rather than the Devils?
I don't think it's going
on. I think this is posturing, too. I know a lot of people are getting excited about
it. Lou Lamoriello somewhere is laughing.
Yeah.
He's laughing.
Do you have a pick to win this year's Grey Cup?
I am quite confident with my final, Sixero.
It'll be one of the eight teams.
I'm quite confident. BC and Hamilton.
Hamilton's gonna.
I am quite
turn
confident.
It around.
Turn it around. They were on the cusp last year, my dude.
8-10, right?
Yeah, but they won a playoff game.
Yeah.
George Cortez.
They need home field. They need home field.
I'm gonna send out Ivor Wynn in style.
Yep.
Two more. Do you have an NBA rookie you're most looking forward to next year?
Terrence Ross.
Now?
Nice. Yeah.
I mean, it's the right answer for this market.
Yep.
But I really want to see Anthony Davis as a pro. I do.
Finally, if you were going into the Hall of Fame for something, what would it be?
Dancing.
The ability to shave my head. I mean, world class. You know what? Hold on a second. Let me take that back. PVRing.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to own the podium for that.
Oh, yeah. The use of the TV remote control to watch televised sports. I'm in that Hall of Fame.
King.
All right, we're late. That has been. That's not the Lang horns. It's actually
You're killing
answer.
It today, Riccio, too.
Riccio. Hey, Kennedy, take another week. We're good.
Before we go, a couple of things to get your way. What are you watching tonight? The LA Angels of Anaheim, or whatever the hell they're called, taking on the Toronto Blue Jays. 6:30 Blue Jays Central on Sportsnet television side of things. After the roundtable, 7 o'clock start on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Jimmy Fallon tonight has Seth MacFarlane because, I'll get it right this week, Ted opens with Mark Wahlberg, Mila Kunis, and Seth MacFarlane as Ted. By the way, Sid, I know you want to see Magic Mike. That opens tonight as well.
I don't want to see that.
Calls from 4 to 5, 870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, star 590 on your cell phone. Jeff Blair in for Bob. Roundtable extraordinaire. John Shannon, Doug Smith, Jeff Blair, and your boy, Sid Sixero. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you chose to be here with us, so we appreciate it.
Talk to you next week.
Well, you won't.
I won't.
You won't. You're
Tim
McAuliffe
will talk to you next week with a cast of tens. Thanks for listening. This has been Tim and Sid.
Enjoy the vacay.
Thanks, Timmy.
Thanks, Michelle.
Sportsnet 590, The Fan.